Wait a minute. Belfast is in Ireland.
Okay. And Paris is in?
France.
And Moscow.
And Russia.
And someone asks you to go with them somewhere and you're not sure you want to. You say, I don't know.
If I want to go.
Okay. And if you want someone to go with you, you might say, I won't go.
Unless you go.
And you say, I had a choice of two things. And I was going to do this, but then I decided to do that. What this?
Instead of this.
Huh?
I decided to do that instead of this.
Okay. And one of the largest churches in the South
would be the... You mean religion? Or
yeah.
A Baptist?
And if two people became members, you say last week they...
joined church.
And you go to church to pray to...
God.
And the preacher preaches a...
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the...
music.
And if you really like the music, you say it was just...
grand.
And you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday. You say church will be over...
before I get there.
And the enemy of God is called the...
devil.
Any other names for him?
Satan.
Okay. What would you tell children was going to come get him if they didn't behave?
The devil or Satan?
You ever said the booger man?
Yeah. He said that. I was told, he used to tell me that when I was a kid. That's an old thing.
What?
The booger man was going to get you.
Was that the same as the devil?
Yeah.
And something people think they see around the graveyard at night.
Ghosts.
And a house that people are scared to go in.
It's haunted.
And... tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting
cold. That's cool. Cold.
What else did you say?
Outside.
Well, if it's not really cold, it's getting
chilly.
And you say, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd
rather not.
And you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time. When you saw him, what might you say? What?
Glad to see you.
Huh?
Glad.
Did you ever say proud?
Good. I'd say glad would come to me before proud.
Uh-huh. And someone had about 500 acres. You'd say that'd be a...
ranch.
Or a what? A
farm.
Did you ever say a right smart of land? Did you ever use that?
Yeah.
Language?
Yeah, I have.
How would you use that?
He has a right smart of land. He owns a right smart of land.
And... someone's very, very pretty. You might say that the person is...
beautiful.
Huh?
Beautiful.
Okay. And someone intensely disliked to go somewhere. You say, he, what, hated the place. He?
Hated to go.
Did you ever say he purely hated to go or plum hated to go?
No.
And you say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was...
very cold.
And... if a man was hammering and he hit his thumb, what exclamations might he have?
Ouch. God damn.
What would you say if someone told you something that surprised you? What exclamations would you have?
Well, surprise. Don't say anything. You know, just first thing come to you.
What if you were disgusted with yourself? You've done something stupid.
You use that same old phrase, God damn. That's what I would say.
Okay. And someone says something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it. You might say, why the very, what are you saying that?
The very idea.
And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How are you?
What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What might you say?
How are you? Glad to meet you.
And if some people were leaving your house after a visit, you'd say, well, I hope I...
hope you enjoyed your stay. Come back again.
Okay. And...